Lesson 11. Reading. Social media.
There are many different social media websites and apps, which almost 4.8 billion people around the world use every day. In Japan, around 74% of people use at least one social media site. The most popular is LINE with 95 million users, followed by X, formerly Twitter, with 67.5 million users, and Instagram with 45.7 million users. But why is social media so popular nowadays, and are there any disadvantages? Many people use social media to communicate with friends and family and share photos and moments from their lives. It is also a fast and interesting way to learn about what friends are doing, even if they are in different countries. Social media also makes it easy for parents to check what their children are doing and to make sure they are safe. Older people, for example grandparents, can also use social media to communicate more regularly with their family. In addition, social media can be useful for professional communication. In fact, Facebook is used by more workers than university students. Some social media sites, for example LinkedIn, are only used by professionals to communicate with coworkers and to connect with people who have similar jobs. Workers can also find new jobs, and companies can find good workers on these sites. From a company's point of view, social media makes it easier to advertise products to people who are interested. Nowadays, social media is used to learn about breaking news, train delays, and weather alerts. According to the news organization Reuters, for young people between 18 and 24 years old, social media is now the main way to learn about the news, even more popular than television. However, with social media, we can also learn about important social and political issues around the world. One example is Kimiko Hirata, who fights against climate change through her nonprofit organization Climate Integrate and by using social media. She helped stop the construction of 13 new coal power plants in Japan. This would have been much more difficult without social media. However, social media also has some disadvantages, for example, fake news. It is much easier for anyone to create news stories without checking if the story is true. News media, for example, television and news companies, usually check that their stories are true. However, when people post on social media or write blogs, they can create facts to support their opinions. This can be confusing for readers because it can be difficult to know what is true and what is not. Another major concern is personal privacy. When we use social media, we share a lot of private information. Social media companies can sell this information to advertising companies. Therefore, it can be difficult to trust all of these companies. In addition, other users can also easily access other people's private information. This can sometimes lead to online bullying where some people say bad things about others. In addition, social media also creates pressure for ordinary people. This is because most people only share their happiest moments on social media. However, when we see such moments, we can feel stress about our own lives. Internet addiction is another negative way that social media has affected society. Many people spend so much time on social media that they develop health problems such as poor posture or bad eyesight. These people rarely go outside, and so they might not get enough exercise or spend time with other people. Internet addiction is a growing problem in the modern world, and there are few solutions. It is clear that social media has completely changed how we communicate with each other and how we get information. Social media can help us communicate more easily and learn about people from around the world. However, studies have shown that people who use more social media feel more worried or even depressed. Nobody fully understands the effects of the media, but most people would agree that we are all influenced by it in some way.